Presidents usually get what's referred to as a honeymoon after an election, a period of adjustment to get acquainted with the job and personnel and congressional leaders. Joining us live is Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the Presidency Column. Welcome, Ken.
Thank you, Richard. Nice to be back.
Well, is this true of second terms or not, a honeymoon?
Well, it is true. If you talk to historians and pollsters, the honeymoon is becoming shorter and shorter with each presidency. For many reasons, the country's so divided, the Washington's so polarized. There's two ways to look at it, really. One is the president's relations with Congress, the other with the public. President Obama is pretty much has an average rating of about 58% approval, even since his election. The average rating for presidents at the beginning is about 55%. It's with Congress that there's the problem. He's already tangled with members of Congress over incident in Libya with Senators McCain and Lindsey Graham. He's running into problems on this fiscal cliff, this budget deal he's trying to work out. So there's still a lot of disagreements with Congress, and there does not appear to be much of a honeymoon in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Richard Nixon said back in 1972, his study of elections is that second terms almost inevitably are downhill, and he went on to prove that true.
Well, that's true. He had the Watergate scandal, and he had to resign.
But he wasn't the only one.
No, he wasn't. You have a number of presidents in the second term. A lot of people think of it as sort of almost a jinx or a curse in the second term with a president such as President Bush had the problem with Hurricane Katrina, and you had Ronald Reagan with the Iran-Contra scandal. It really goes on and on. And part of it is because presidents sometimes allow fault lines in their presidencies to get worse, disengagement, delegating too much responsibility, perhaps being a little too isolated. In other cases, it's something that comes upon them that they don't expect, like an act of God, like a hurricane. So, there's really a pattern here in second terms, as you mentioned. Richard Nixon did identify that, and it's true. And Obama, of course, is very much aware of this. He mentioned this at his most recent news conference, the idea that he's very well aware of problems in second terms from overreaching, and he says he's going to try to avoid that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that second-term curse comes partly because an administration just gets worn down or runs out of steam.
Well, that's another very good point. And, of course, we're expecting a relatively high degree of turnover with the Obama administration. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is planning to leave. There's all kinds of speculation as to other cabinet members and White House staffers. So there's going to be an effort to sort of bring new thinking into the White House and sort of people with more energy. But even that sometimes doesn't matter if these fault lines that I mentioned exist that a president doesn't correct. And we'll see if President Obama can do that.
All right. Have a good day, Ken.
Thank you.
Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and also author of the Presidency Column.